GCNet, an iTransit service provider, has been mandated to fix the electronic tracking device on transit cargoes. This enables the Ghana Revenue Authority, GRA, to track transit cargoes and ensure that such consignment leaves the shores of Ghana for their intended destinations. The tracking device, which is limited to only transit cargoes, has nothing to do with tracking device used in the warehouse of goods from the port, which is operated by another company. According to some drivers and transport owners at the Tema Port Transit Terminal, on the shortage of the tracking device and other challenges, Mr. Fifi Kwete said the Transport Ministry has identified the key challenges affecting the process of fixing the tracking device, saying measures are being put in place to address the problem.
We'll quickly move into action to make sure that the issues are addressed as quickly as possible in order to ensure that there is a quick flow of traffic from here so that you don't spend so many days waiting for the systems to clear you in order for you to be on the move, because that's a lot of money that's being wasted, and also that's a lot of a discouraging situation for all of you and of course for the country as a whole. So that's why we have come today, in order to assure you that we have seen the problem, we've been able to understand what the causes are, in order to see how quickly the issues can be resolved. We can give you the assurance, having come to see for ourselves, that we quickly will find a quick resolution to the issues, so that all of you can be happy. You can use this port as a preferred port compared to any other one, in order for us as a whole to have a win-win relationship.
On his part, the Minister of Trade and Industry, Dr. Eko Spiel Gabra, assured the transport owners of the ministry's resolve to put in place pragmatic measures to address the problem head-on.
I just wanted to assure you that we intend to take all necessary measures very quickly to try and decongest this terminal and make it, as my colleague has been saying, one of the most efficient in West Africa. Ghana wants to be the center of ECOWAS trade and investment, and we cannot succeed in doing so if we are unable to make this terminal efficient enough for 150 to 200 vehicles every single day to come in and get out. That's the target. We must be targeting 200 or more vehicles coming in every day and getting out every day, so that there will be hardly any trucks here in the evenings or at night, waiting for even a day or two or three. That's the target. And there are companies that have been contracted to do some of this work, who we have to ensure that they do their work properly.
The chairman of the Ghana Truck and Haulage Transport Association, Abdullahi Baba, enumerated some challenges confronting them in line with their duties at the port.
Because the port authority suspended the bond discharge, and the Minister of Transport has suspended it, but they have refused, insisting that every Ghanaian truck, before he leaves to the port or to carry cargo to Burkina, unless he take permission from them, which is not permittable. Because I have been there with the Deputy Minister of Transport to Burkina, with the Burkina Mobility of Transport and Minister of Transport. We don't have any bilateral agreement with the Burkina government and Ghanaian government. So they can't impose any law in their country and force us to abide by the law. That is what they are doing. And more or less, when we load and get to Burkina, they don't permit us to carry goods from the other ECOWAS country coming back to our country, but they do it in our camp. If it's a landlord country, within the internal, they are doing it. So we want the government to come to our aid so that this problem should be resolved. Because rather than that, it may be a crisis between them and us. But we don't want to do, because we are abiding by the law. So that is our main problem. And again, the police have started extorting money from our drivers. Now, Ghanaian driver, immediately he reached the border, they say Ghanaian number plate, he should pay 5,000 CFE.